In Hawaii, cross-examination is underway in a Navy Court of Inquiry into last month's deadly submarine crash. Lawyers for the officers involved are trying to poke holes in the Navy's investigation. That investigation, which was completed in only a few days, led to the Court of Inquiry now underway in Pearl Harbor. The accident happened when the USS Greenville struck a Japanese fishing boat while surfacing, killing 9 people. NPR's Andy Bowers reports the sub's commander and his second-in-command are questioning the evidence against them.
When the Navy brought in Rear Admiral Charles Griffiths to investigate the Greenville accident, they gave him less than 4 days to do it. He has now spent almost that long testifying about his conclusions, and yesterday he summed them up. Griffiths believes the Greenville failed to see the Japanese boat Ihimimaru before it surfaced for 5 reasons. First, a third of the sub's crew was not on board for the day cruise designed to show off the ship to 16 civilian visitors. Second, a piece of sonar equipment that could have helped the captain see what ships were nearby was broken. Third, the civilians, although not actively disruptive, might have hindered communications in the control room. Fourth, the captain, in Griffith's view, had an artificial sense of haste because the sub was running late for its scheduled return to Pearl Harbor. And fifth, crew members were not used to questioning their captain because they were accustomed to him running things with competence and good results. But then lawyers for the Greenville's commander, Scott Waddle, and his executive officer got their chance to cross-examine Griffiths. Attorney Charles Gittens, who represents Waddle, questioned Griffiths' theory about a rush to return to port. He got Griffiths to acknowledge that in the actual moments leading up to the crash, the captain knew he was already too far behind schedule to make his appointed return time, and therefore had less reason to hurry. Attorney Gittens also asked Admiral Griffiths about the sub's fire control technician, who did have some indication that the Ihimimaru was close by. The admiral said the technician made no report of the contact to the captain because the civilian visitors were in the way. In general, Commander Waddle's lawyer tried to make the case that his client's actions were not hasty by Navy standards, and that Waddle made reasonable decisions based on the information he had. Griffiths conceded some points, but maintained that Waddle should have seen the Ihimimaru through the periscope, and should have looked through the scope longer. Lawyer Gittens also kept reminding the court how valuable his client's testimony would be. That may be obvious, but Waddle says he will not take the stand unless given testimonial immunity, and his lawyer was apparently trying to sell that arrangement. Navy officials have not granted that immunity so far. The next challenge to Admiral Griffiths came from lawyer Timothy Stone, who represents the Greenville's second-in-command, Executive Officer Gerald Pfeiffer. Stone questioned the statements attributed to his client in Griffiths' report. He noted a key interview with Pfeiffer was not recorded, only taken down on notepads by 2 investigators and then summarized in the report. Stone pointed out inconsistencies in the notes and questioned their accuracy. He was apparently trying to cast doubt on whether his client should have second-guessed Captain Waddle's actions in the crucial moments before the crash. Testimony resumes later today. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Pearl Harbor.